This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly, truly and honestly being part of the conversation in total. Right? I mean, I know there's a whole bunch of other stations you could be listening to. I get it. But I honestly do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do get involved. Do get engaged. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, as I said, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, but you truly, you know, give me your email address. I send out an email once a week. I don't inundate you with emails. I don't try to make you crazy with emails. And Lisa, I'll let you know what's going on. I'll let you know some of the things that we're dealing with. You know, yes, what we're selling, what we're doing, that kind of stuff. But I don't push this stuff on you, and I don't beat your brains out with it either, because I don't want to make me crazy. It's not that I have far to go, but I don't want to make me crazy either. So, you know, I love to do the crazy stories of the week. You got 3,000 other radio shows out there that love to do stuff about politics. I know you guys want to hear about politics, but, you know, you got everybody regurgitating the same stories over and over and over and over and over again. If something comes up that's hot and new or really tinges me, then I will tackle that. We'll do it. We'll bring it on. If there's a story in particular you want, just send me an email. Send it to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. And in the subject line, put a capital TRS. So I know that you're a listener. So I know that you're actually somebody who wants to get involved in the conversation and not trying to sell me something. Also, if you prefer to be noticed or notified by a text message, you can always text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. And that way there you can... We'll notify you by text that the show's starting. So, you know, apparently, and I know some of you are going to put this together early, but apparently nothing says Happy Valentine's Day like Planned Parenthood. Yeah, that's right. Well, I love it, too, because, you know, again, think about this. If you make a mistake, you don't have to worry about anything. Planned Parenthood can take care of it for you. Right? So freshman and sophomore class counselors at Ivy League school, Cornell University, they hosted their first Valentine's Gala to raise funds for a local nonprofit. Now, they selected beneficiary of their philanthropic efforts, right? You know, isn't Valentine's Day all about love and all that, right? Yeah. Planned Parenthood. That's who they want to raise money for, which you don't really have to because I think... I was just looking a couple of days ago. Planned Parenthood made tens of millions of dollars last year in profit. The nonprofit made money, okay? And we still give them money from the government, you know? So they're making money. They're making money providing their services for women. anyway, I choked on that a little bit. It was hard to get out. And then on top of that, We give the money to the federal government, and on top of it, to add insult to injury, they take that money they get from the government, they take that money, your taxpayer dollars, they take the money for providing the so-called women's services, and then what do they do with it? They give it to other legislators. They donate to campaigns so those legislators can get in and hopefully keep that money rolling in to Planned Parenthood. Isn't that wonderful of them? All this in the name of love. Cornell's Pink Gala, set to held Thursday, is being advertised as a night of amazing food, great performances by Cornell's dance teams, and an a cappella group, as well as good music. Tickets to the event are being sold at $10 per person, with all proceeds going to benefit a local chapter of Planned Parenthood. Now, they had that all over Facebook, so it's not like we're making it up as we go. All four class councils are registered as a single student organization, which receives part of its funding from the student government byline allocation. So in other words, they're getting money from the college, then they throw this event on, the college pays for the event, and then any money they make from the event, they're not keeping for their own group, they're going to give it to Planned Parenthood, because they need the money. Now, the organization of class councils is one of 30 student groups, right? Now, think about that. 30 groups that get money from student fees. Now, every student that registers there, this particular group gets about $2.50. And there's over 15,000 kids enrolled, young people, excuse me, enrolled there. Isaac Schoen, a junior Cornell and executive vice president of the Cornell College Republicans, wrote a letter, and it was published in the Cornell Daily. It said that while student activity fee funds are spent by many individual organizations, in many ways, some people find offensive and objectionable. The key difference here is that the class councils are meant to represent an entire year of undergrad students, not a small portion. I mean, if they're supposed to be inclusive, this is the thing I love about the college campuses. If everything is supposed to be inclusive, all inclusive, allow any, you know, everybody to have a thought or a say in what's going on, then how does Planned Parenthood get all the money? Right? I mean, what if 40% of the kids are pro-life? Shouldn't 40% of the money go to a pro-life group? You know, we shouldn't be calling it pro-choice anymore. It should be called pro-life or anti-life. Really, seriously. Yeah, take all the soft stuff out. Right? Gomez Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll finish up a little bit on whether or not Happy Valentine's Day has anything to do with Planned Parenthood. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. we would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna help. Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna help. Baby, come inside, let me.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, and I am, head up to the website. Give me your email address, okay? Let's get this over with. Just head up there. Give me your email address. I send out an email once a week. Once a week. You can handle that, right? I think you can anyhow. So we send it out once a week, and then that way there, you'll know who's going to, well, the topic's going to be discussing who might be on. The stuff that we're selling, and that kind of thing. Again, it shouldn't be a big deal, right? All right. So we're talking about, you know, nothing says Happy Valentine's Day like including Planned Parenthood, right? So the students at the Cornell University decided to have a Valentine's Day. You know, I guess it was a dance, or it was, you know, a night of amazing food and great performances, and all the money went to Planned Parenthood. I guess it's for all those kids that couldn't control themselves at night, find themselves pregnant, and Planned Parenthood would be there for them, won't it? Because they don't know that those Planned Parenthood already gets money from the government. They already get money for the quote-unquote mistakes that you're going to make. I don't believe them to be mistakes, but that's just me. And again, we go right back to this. You have conservatives on campus that are starting to make noise now. We'll see what happens to them. But they're starting to make noise. And they don't want all the money raised to go to Planned Parenthood. They want to partake in these events. And they're saying, look, you're supposed to represent everybody. Not a certain group of people. Not a certain class of people. Everybody. What they ask us to do. Right? Fraternities at colleges are for males, right? They're just fraternities? Well, they're supposed to be for males.
Some fraternities are co-ed, but mostly they're just
males. Okay. And now, there's a couple of... I'm not going to do the story tonight, but because I didn't get into it, but there's a couple of colleges now where the women are trying to force the fraternities to let women in. Period. You can't have a... You're not going to be able to have a club that's one sex or the other only. Isn't that exciting? Right? I mean, okay. So let's do some more college campus crazies while we're at it. Utah students pass out Planned Parenthood swag at a condom fashion show. I don't even know how you would show these pictures if they had them. A condom fashion show? Come on, let that run around in your head for a minute. Dressed in colorful outfits made partially from condoms, student at Westminster College in Utah raffled Planned Parenthood swag at the condom fashion show. It is intended to raise awareness for, you know, we should steal this term back, reproductive rights. How does it come to reproductive rights? I mean, really, truly, if you get it down to brass tacks, it's all about a woman's right to do what she wants to do with her body. That's what it should be called. Because reproductive rights, a reproductive system has no rights. And what they're talking about here is stopping the reproductive system from doing what it's supposed to do, aren't they? I'm just asking for a friend. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Students United in Reproductive Freedom, called SURF, at the Westminster College in Salt Lake City, hosted a condom fashion show at the Westminster's Bill and Viv Gore School. Oh, the Bill and Viv Gore School of Business Auditorium on November 14th. The university also hosted performances by drag artists. Those are drag queens, right? They're not artists. They're drag queens. Now, SURF originally named Students for Choice. They partner with anybody? Anybody? Yes, right. Planned Parenthood again. Maggie Regier, she's the vice president of Westminster Student Government Association. She led a presentation about safe sex practices and sexual pleasure, according to the flyer that was handed out. One of her presentation slides discussed sexual pleasure zones, claiming... God, I don't even know how to do this. Oh, if you got kids in the car, put their fingers over it. I don't know. Nipples are for everyone. rear entrances might be magic, and the other one I can't even go to. This is how bad it is. This is going on your college campuses with your tax dollars, with your young kids, and you will never, ever, ever know what they've been through. Okay? Come on, think about this. You'll never know what they've been taught. Have you thought about this? Or do you care? Maybe some of you go, well, better they do it there than when they come back home or later on in life. No! Why? Why is it okay at one point, not another? They're being taught on put a condom on a banana and then turn it into a dental dam. Oh, God. Teaching the Utah kiddos how to have safe, consensual, and pleasurable sex is my thing. Surf also held a raffle to give out Planned Parenthood swag, sex toys. These included water bottles, T-shirts, and a waste pack. I don't want to know what's in it. Pro-Life Utah is working to create Students for Life clubs as a way to counter SURF. We feel it's important to expose them, especially its explicit connection to Planned Parenthood. Really, what's in it for Planned Parenthood to do these events? You know, if you think about it and you read some of their articles, read some of what Planned Parenthood puts out there, they don't discourage against having sex. They don't discourage against any of this stuff. What they do is teach you how to have... Now, think about this. Think about this to a young person whose hormones are raging. We're going to teach you how to have safe, pleasurable sex. We're going to give you free sex toys, free things to help you keep you from getting any kind of disease, we hope. And should something go wrong, you just come see us, and we can take care of that little problem for you. So this is not Planned Parenthood looking at how to protect our young people. This is just they're looking at how they can make so much more money. So again, where's your money going? Right? I mean, if you're paying for your kids' college, I got to ask some of you, is this really the college stuff that you want your kids to learn when you send them there? Is this what you saved years for? Is this what you signed on the bottom line for as a co-debtor for their college debt? Is this what your kids are walking away with $100,000+ worth of debt from school? Is this what you had in mind? Joe Messina, your host. When we come back, college leaders oppose adding U.S. history and civics for graduation. Unreal. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The chief of police in Aurora, Illinois, says five people died and five officers were wounded in that mass shooting at a manufacturing facility before the gunman was also killed. Aurora Mayor Richard Urban says his community is hurting.
Our hearts go out to the victims in this horrific tragedy. Our prayers to their families during what I'm sure will be a long and painful healing process. But we will heal.
The gunman, identified as 45-year-old Gary Martin, an employee at the Henry Pratt Company, no motive has been given for that shooting. President Donald Trump says signing a national emergency to get funds for his border wall will help keep unsavory people from crossing the border illegally.
We're talking about an invasion of our country with drugs, with human traffickers, with all types of criminals and gangs.
Democrats Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi say it's another demonstration of President Trump's naked contempt for the rule of law. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Please answer the question.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of a rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom. Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete.
We are back.
I'm gonna get straight. When I start to dance, everything goes.
I'm Joe Cid, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly and honestly being part of the conversation. And again, this is the stuff that makes me nuts. Look, this is when, you know, if you go back and grab the segment from Thursday, any Thursday, really, when Corey Duncan's on with me. This is the stuff. If you want to keep your kids from having to deal with this garbage, this is the stuff you need to pay attention to. This is the reason why, you know, the schools that Corey's opening or you know, is part of, these are why they're so important to have. These are why they're so important to be part of. You've got South Dakota College that says, you know, I don't know, making U.S. history or, you know, U.S. government part of the graduation requirement. Why bother? Look at AOC made it, didn't she? Seriously, this is like sick / crazy going somewhere to happen. Don't you think? And now, I'm frustrated. How did we get here? How did we let this happen? How did we make it okay for Planned Parenthood to be so prevalent on college campuses, and then at the same time, let's not do U.S. history, let's not do U.S. government, let's not tell the truth about the history of this country, and you know what I mean when I say that. I'm not talking about 2 years of history to simply put down our founding fathers, put down Christopher Columbus, put down everybody. We have let them get away with this revisionist history. We have let them get away with only calling out the negatives of our founding fathers and not the positives. Think about this. We are probably one of the youngest countries on the face of this planet, yet we are the most powerful country on the face of this planet, the most successful. Whether you like to hear it or not, you can stick your head in the sand. You can believe the BS that your professor's teaching you at college, but the reality is we are a great nation. We are one of the most selfless nations on the planet. We will spend hundreds of millions of dollars to rebuild, to help other countries out, and not expect a dime back, even though they've done great damage to us. It's terrible. You know, I go back to this. Some of you heard me tell the story before. But I go back to the same thing every time. Think about it. During World War II, we had the most powerful weapon on the face of this planet. Yeah, we had the weapon of mass destruction. We had it. And you look at the regimes, you know, because, you know, we're so oppressive. We're such an oppressive country, right? And you look at the regimes. You look at the Saddam Husseins of the world, Putins of the world. I mean, I go down, right? Ahmadinejad. You go down the list of these people. If any one of these people had had this at the time, the whole planet would be the planet of Iran, the planet of Russia. You know what I mean? The Soviet Union. They would have used that to their advantage. We had the most powerful weapon on the face of this planet, and we chose to use it for good. We didn't dominate. We didn't take over other countries. We didn't threaten other countries other than to say, you could be next if you start trouble. Think about it. We used it for the good. But we're oppressive. We're nasty. We're terrible people. We're so bad that some colleges are deciding that they shouldn't teach U.S. history or U.S. government. Now, think about our government. Our people have screwed it up. Our founding fathers not only are spitting in their graves, there's smoke coming out of their graves because they've been spitting so long and so fast. You know, they created the three branches of government to keep everybody in check. Now, some of you are going to say, well, look what President Trump did today. Yeah, that's all I got to say to that one, all right? So, at some point in time, these guys have so overstepped their bounds. The whole idea with having three branches of government, and remember, some of our founding fathers wanted no part of having parties. They saw them as detrimental and dangerous. Right? Think about it. They saw them as detrimental and dangerous for a reason, because they knew that your allegiance would be to the party and not the country. They saw that happen early on. So the three branches of government, so that they would keep each other in check. And the Supreme Court was never meant to be as powerful as it is today. Go look. Go pay attention. The Supreme Court was simply, there was simply a checkpoint to make sure that we were not taking people's rights away as were laid out in the Constitution. And if you didn't like, that's why we have those pesky little amendments. If you didn't like the amendments, I mean, if you didn't like the way the laws were written, if you didn't like the original Constitution, you could make amendments, or you could have amendments to them to bring them into the new world or a new way of thinking or whatever. That's what it was supposed to be. The Supreme Court is supposed to decide whether or not the law that you've passed infringes on your freedom of speech, infringes on your right to carry guns. That's what their job is. And they don't, I don't know who, they render an opinion. They render a ruling. They do not rewrite a law. That's where we've blown it. That's where we've missed it. Not what they're supposed to be doing. It's not what we're supposed to be accepting. They render an opinion that something is unconstitutional, which means the government, the Congress, should take that law and bring it back to the drawing board and rewrite it. If they're really trying to get something done, get something across, then they need to rewrite it so it falls within the guidelines of the Constitution. That's what they should be doing. But they don't do that. When the Supreme Court renders an opinion, the law gets dropped, it's done, it's finished, and nobody goes forward with it anymore. It's not the way it was intended. And then as far as the other ones go, as far as the other branches, right? Congress is supposed to make laws, period. The executive branch has its role. And they're there to keep each other in check. We don't do that anymore. Now the branches are used against each other. They've become so greedy, so selfish, so self-centered, so power-hungry, that it's no longer for the good of the American people. I mean, you would truly need, the only way this would work, because I was talking to somebody about this today, they get into office with the purest of intents, some of them do, not all of them, obviously, they get into office with the purest of intentions. You know what happens? They get jaded. They see the problems and the issues. They get jaded. And then all of a sudden they become like the other guys. Where's the tea party today? You heard Corey say it the other night. Where's the tea party today? What do they stand for today? Some of you are going to get mad at me because you're still in a tea party or the tea party. What are they doing today? They went to Washington. Some of them went there. They got sucked in. There's no difference anymore. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So our kids don't know. They're talking about socialism. They're talking about some of the things that they want to do. Nancy Pelosi, I mean, think about this. She might have been at one time educated. She comes out, she says, well, with what President Trump has done, just think that when a Democrat president gets into office, all he has to do is declare an emergency when you've got people being shot up at a school, and he can take all guns away. Well, he can't. Or she can't. Or it can't. That's a constitutional right. What constitutional right did President Trump trample on today when he declared a state of emergency at the border? An invasion at the border in so many ways. And then the other thing I love about these people, you know, Acosta wants to throw out facts. He wasn't throwing out facts. He was throwing out opinion. He was throwing out skewed facts. Come on, let that sink in for a second. They used what they want, but they didn't go down and talk to the sheriffs, the border patrols, the DEA agents. I haven't seen one of the DEA agents. I haven't seen one of the Border Patrol people. I haven't seen any one of those step up and say, nah, we don't need a wall. We don't have a problem down there. Give us a few more border guards. We'll be fine. Not a one has said that. They've all said the same thing. We need the wall. We need help. And those boneheads, not pundits, but boneheads on CNN, where are the border guard experts? There aren't any. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Don't go far. I'll get back to the college story in a minute.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now. 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do so much appreciate the time you spend with us on the air in the past, just in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being, you know, part of the conversation. It's somebody just sent me a message, and do not believe. Do not believe the numbers that you see on social media for us. Because if you really pay attention, you really look at what's going on, you know they're jerking around with numbers. Seriously. And when you, well, I won't get into the whole thing with you, but basically, don't let it bother you. Don't let it get crazy. If you watch it on Facebook, great. If you're watching it on Twitter, great. If you're watching it at our website, which is probably the best place to go. I know some of you are stuck on Facebook, and I don't mean that in a negative way. You're just stuck there, and it's where you go to watch this thing. It's where you're the most comfortable. I get it. That's cool. But we also have it up on our website, therealside.com. You can watch there. You can watch it live. There's also a chat room there that you guys can talk to each other on. And I guarantee you there, they won't cut it. They won't shut it off. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, so I went all over the place, but basically what I was trying to get to was the members of South Dakota House of Representatives are proposing that U.S. history and U.S. government become required for students to graduate from state-funded institutions of higher education. So in other words, you know, junior colleges and colleges. Now, it's been co-sponsored by Republican Representative Sue Peterson. It would make a substantial change to how colleges deal with free speech issues. The bill did pass the House, their education committee, by a 9-6 vote. I wonder who was who. Now, under the bill, in addition to the passage of the U.S. history and U.S. government as a requirement for graduation, students would also have to complete a citizenship test with a score of 85% or higher. Oh, my God, a lot of us would get thrown out of the country, wouldn't we? Think about it. How many of you really could? Go grab a citizenship test and see how you do with it. According to the bill, the citizenship test could be taken at any point throughout a student's college career, and there's no limit to how many times a student can take the test. The bill also effectively removes the free speech zones by making all outdoor areas at public institutions public forums, which is the way it was in the days of our founding fathers. Think about it. You know, where do you think the term soapbox came from? Right? These guys were out all over the place. And you know what? They were ripping on the government. There's no love lost there. There was no... you guys are nuts. If you believe, except when the king was, you know, over the colonies, you're nuts if you really think that our founding fathers didn't want us speaking out against the government. That was the whole idea behind the First Amendment. The whole idea was so that you could speak out freely in print, screaming in the town square, wherever you were at, about how bad the government was without being taken and shot somewhere and never to be seen again. That was the whole idea behind it. It was not meant so that we could swear at police officers. It was not meant so you can swear at your teachers. That was not what free speech was supposed to be all about. Do your homework. This is what I'm always saying to you. Do your homework. And the citizenship test, boy, that scares me. If passed, the bill could prevent harassment against ideological, political, or religious student organizations. However, Nathan Lukes, general counsel for the Board of Regents, has concerns about the proposed policy making all outdoor space a public forum, claiming that there could be times where education may be disrupted by large protests. Well, look at, even protests are regulated. He's not telling the truth. Even cities have been allowed by the Supreme Court to say, you have to get a permit. The permit is simply to make sure that you have everything in place, that you have that you understand what the rules are, that you have the insurance, the whole nine yards. So you don't really become a problem to the public general welfare. The president of the South Dakota State University Student Association said she worries the bill will increase the cost of her education. Really? How so? The presidents of the University of South Dakota and South Dakota State, they opposed the proposal for similar reasons. Right, having to take a remedial course, a coursework, doesn't doom you, but it puts you behind the eight ball right out of the box in terms of your chances of graduation. What's the remedial courses have to do? Oh, you mean for government and U.S. history? Because maybe you didn't learn them in high school? Maybe somebody didn't teach them to you in high school, and you're being allowed to graduate that way? That's what's scary. Maybe we need an exit test from high school like they used to have in California, and for some reason they dropped it. I wonder what the reason is, but for some reason they dropped it. So that's it. They don't want you to be stuck in college. You can't pass because you don't know anything about government or U.S. history. And the history you know is probably bogus. These are fears that it will cost extra money to raise tuition rates. chairman of the Southern Dakota College Republicans, Trevor Gundlach, said. He testified in support of the bill. However, if properly implemented into our current system, it's possible to accommodate without that being a concern. In other words, if they get it right in high school, you won't have a problem in college. Overall, though, Gundlach said that he agrees with the bill and thinks that the additional history courses may help students learn about civics, which he said is not being taught that as much as it should be. Even citizens should be willing to engage. You know, we should be. You guys should want to learn more. You should, especially in today's environment, I can't imagine you not wanting to know what's going on and how to deal with. Well, I didn't get to this one to him, did I? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I was going to do this with Sandra and I forgot to do it. So we'll just have some fun with it real quick. And again, I don't know why the left, I don't know why it is that some of you on the far left, you quote-unquote progressives, if you don't like something, it's not even that, if it doesn't feel right, you have to change it and make sure that everybody else accepts it. It was never that way. It was, you want pink, blue, green here? Have it. Leave me alone. Okay? You want to dress like a guy when you're a girl? Then do it. Leave me alone. But now it's got to the point where if you have all the female parts when you're born, and then later on you think you're a guy, okay, or you feel like you're a guy, then you are allowed to have the operation. You find a doctor that will agree with you. And the reason I'm bringing this up in particular is you're seeing this happen more and more and more in the transgender community. They're sure that they're born in the wrong body. They need parts cut off or added or done. And you find out that the suicide rate doesn't go down afterward. And people are still being counseled. It's because we got stuck with political correctness. You want to talk about political correctness? Go see the movie Gosnell. Because nobody wanted to deal with an abortion clinic that was acting as a butcher shop. They allowed women to die, right? The place, the sacred, you know, these abortion clinics are like churches. I mean, for the left, they're like churches for Christians on the right. That's what it's like. It's a sacred place. You can't say anything wrong in there. And what I love is more and more as people go to work there, some of them who do have souls, and they see what's happening, they leave. They speak out, which is exactly what they should be doing. But we think we know, you know, if you believe in God, you know more than God. If you believe in Mother Nature, you know more than Mother Nature. And all of a sudden, it's a mistake. You know, again, you're talking about uterus transplants, right? Womb transplants, uterus transplants. And then you're talking about giving hormone kits to men so they can breastfeed it. It was never meant to work like that. I don't know what the chemical makeup is. I don't know what God put together to make sure that as a baby grew in a mom's womb and all the other chemicals that had to be produced and pumped into the baby so the baby could grow to be healthy. And as the milk is produced properly because of all the chemicals in mom's body that come together to nurture and take care of that baby, to make sure it's fed properly, make sure it's healthy. And you think that you're better than God and Mother Nature, and you're going to make that happen by snapping your fingers? And you can make a change because that makes you feel good? And now they have a hormone kit to design to allow men to breastfeed? And all it takes is after the baby's born or just before the baby's born. Talk about unnatural. Now you're taking hormone shots every day to produce milk for that baby. It is unnatural. It cannot be healthy for you. It's not what your body was meant to do. It's not what your body was made to do. I'm Joe Senior Health. More insanity going on in D.C. We're going to talk about Cortez's boyfriend. He somehow got a congressional email account. What is it with the email craziness in D.C.? Keep your coffee. Come on back. A lot more coming up at the top of the hour.